Political web junkie Jeremy Hexham is back with us on the Morning News today to have a look at what Calgary municipal candidates are saying about, well, themselves online. That's coming right up after Tony King and today's headlines. Have this character back in studio. Jeremy Hexham is a political science student in the master's program at the University of Calgary. Used to work as a constituency assistant to an MLA. And he's a self-described, Jeremy, political web junkie. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you for having me back.
Now, Jeremy was last with us during the Conservative leadership campaign, basically examining all the websites at that time of these potential wannabes. Today, we're going to take a look at the Calgary municipal elections, the first of two parts. Today, the Facebook part. And what the heck is Facebook for those who are still trying to figure it out?
Facebook is a social networking site where people can log on and put up photographs themselves, put up information, tell people what information they're interested in, what books they're reading, what movies they've gone to, are they any good, photographs, videos, audio files, and they can share it with their friends, or they could have it private, whereas you'd have to request permission to become a friend, or, you know, some sites, you just do a search of the person's name and you'll find all their information and you can look at them and decide you can be their friend or not join up.
So now it's a kind of a personal profile online.
Yes.
Without going to the formality of a website.
Yeah, without going to a formality of a website. And, I mean, it's a great way to keep in touch with family around the world and, you know, get photographs. I mean, you can have a Facebook profile and have a photo of me on it and tag me in it. You can write on my personal wall and make comments and people can read those comments to find out what's going on, or you can also send private emails to other people so that no one else sees them. So there is an element of privacy in there that people
have. How have Calgary civic election candidates used Facebook to their advantage?
Well, Facebook is becoming a very interesting topic in politics in general, both in the municipal election and in the states. I mean, in the states, you've got one person who's running for the presidency, Rudy Giuliani. His daughter signed up and became a friend of somebody. I don't think anyone may have heard of Barack Obama.
The other side.
And that caused a bit of a stir. Now, here in Calgary, we've got 9 people running for mayor. 7 of them have websites. 5 of them have Facebook entries. In the aldermanic election, we've got 40 people running for aldermen, 20 of them have websites, and 13 of them have Facebook sites.
Now, is it also possible to do an anti-candidate campaign?
Oh, yeah.
And is that through a website or mostly through Facebook?
A lot of that is through Facebook. Dave Brancagna, for example, has 2 sites, an election site where he has 30 friends and a youth for Brancagna that has 13 friends, so 43 people in total. But then he has 6 Facebook sites that are not voting for him, and that makes up 55 people.
Oh, okay.
And the different candidates are using it, too. George Chanral in Ward 3 has a Facebook with 403 friends. Mohammed Al Rawl in Ward 5 has 236 friends on his Facebook page. And Brian Pinkock in Ward 11 has 307 friends on his Facebook page.
So is this designed to let the casual observer go, oh, wow, this is a really popular person?
Yes, and to make notes and to get feedback. It's sort of so that your friends can make comments about how your campaign's going and what you're doing on the campaign. You know, if you have a volunteer barbecue, you can post that so everyone knows about it. It's a way of almost being internal without using it. Now, the next question I'm sure you're going to ask me, Sterling, is how many people use Facebook?
Very quickly, how many?
Well, what percentage of over 35 do you think have a Facebook page or use Facebook?
A very low percentage, I would think.
41%
really?
Of people over the age of 35. So Facebook is becoming a very important tool for elections and elsewhere.
All right. Now, next time you come back in a couple of weeks, you'll have all the inside dope on websites, right?
Yes, I will.
Thanks for stopping by. There's Jeremy Hexham, our political web junkie. 7